If the election results hold, Republicans will have the numerical majority when the Senate reconvenes in January. That means many of the same issues that were gridlocked in the legislature in the past are likely to remain so, including the DREAM Act, which would provide college aid to children of undocumented immigrants, abortion rights measures, and ending the incarceration of 16- and 17-year-olds in adult prisons. But some business leaders say the status quo could be a good thing when it comes to issues like keeping the 2% property tax cap intact. Ken Pukalski, with the state's business council, says Republicans in the Senate have also been more on track with policies that businesses believe help them thrive and also to create jobs.
We have always seen the Senate Republican majority's agenda far more in line with ours and vice versa.
He says a Senate controlled by Democrats might have voted more like the state assembly, a longtime Democratic bastion.
They passed a $2 billion increase in the income tax before there was a negotiated agreement for a $4 billion reduction as part of this year's budget.
The business council hopes the Senate GOP will push reform of the state's workers' compensation system, which he says is expensive to businesses, as well as tax reform for small businesses. A Republican-led Senate also likely means a continued stalemate on some ethics reforms proposals. They include closing a loophole that allows donors to skirt campaign funding limits by forming multiple limited liability companies, as well as the public financing of campaigns. Republicans have said they're philosophically opposed to those items. Pukalski, with the Business Council, says closing the LLC loophole would give an unfair advantage to unions, who would not have limits on their contributions to candidates.
Quite frankly, they tend to have the singular or overwhelming effect of forcing the private sector out of political advocacy.
It's also now unlikely that a measure to limit lawmakers' outside income earnings will pass. Both former leaders of the legislature face prison time for illegally manipulating their outside incomes for personal gain. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which supports many of the measures opposed by Senate Republicans, says there are other reforms, though, that can be achieved with the GOP Senate. And he says a corruption scandal involving Republicans and the state Senate stronghold of Long Island could spur them to action in the new session.
There are other important issues that really haven't been aired out, one of which, most notably in my mind, is the lack of meaningful state-based ethics enforcement. I mean, all the activities really occurred as a result of federal prosecutors, not much activity from state-based ethics watchdogs. And we're hoping that the Senate Republicans, who pride themselves as being law and order candidates, will look at the sort of the policing aspect of state government as an area where reforms are needed.
The state's Joint Commission on Public Ethics is viewed by critics as weak and controlled by Governor Cuomo. Prosecutions and convictions for corruption have come from the federal government, like U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. He oversaw the conviction of the former legislative leaders, and he's issued criminal complaints against 9 people involved in Governor Cuomo's economic development projects. Horner says both Republicans and Democrats do support ending pensions for lawmakers convicted of felonies, and they'll have an opportunity to take a final vote on that measure in 2017. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.